here we are back on Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, 19 minutes past the hour on the air, WWGH Radio. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. All right, Glenn, we're in the holiday season, and Bob Austin just dropped off some nice... Are you playing with the ornaments?
I was trying to figure out if that was glass or plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah.
Now, some of them are glass.
Yeah, I think this one probably is glass.
I know that by them being broken on the floor. So I have seen that. All right, and away we go here, hour number two. You know, it's an interesting time of year. Here we are in the holiday season. I'm not sure what Bob brought there. I'll have to go through that later on. But it's nice that people
are... As long as he didn't bring COVID.
No, as long as he didn't bring COVID, which we don't know at this point. What are you going to do? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a question to ask you. Is there anything wrong with Jeff Ruth? He hasn't been doing the basketball games.
You know, I don't really know.
He was on my show last week.
Okay. Was he last week?
Yeah.
No, I have not seen Jeff for a little bit of time.
Well, I saw him last
Thursday.
Well,
I just wondered because he hasn't been doing basketball games. Paul James has been doing them.
I'll be darned.
Well?
We'll have to find out.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on there. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Gee, I hope he's okay. Because he was on my show last week.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Maybe that's why I have the snuffles right now.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not going to. Jeff, if you're listening and you can waylay our fears, give us a call.
Well, you know, interesting times, I guess.
Yikes.
You know, I'm not even sure when those basketball games are on.
I'm not either anymore, because they've kind of bounced them around a little bit. Like the football games, they're all bounced around, too.
Yeah.
I mean the pro games.
In any event.
Yeah.
So, all that, as we move forward here, it is the Christmas season.
You said that before.
Well, it is, but I'm trying to think of what people will do this year as opposed to years before, because I hear the Zooms and I hear the FaceTimes.
I'll tell you exactly what they'll do. They're going to get fat. They're going to eat.
Is that what they're going to just go crazy? All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to let you know, a couple of days ago I saw Jeff and Brian walk by the house, but... He seemed to be all right.
So he was out and about.
Good.
Yeah, he was out and about a couple of days ago, so he walked by and...
Well, if you saw him with Brian, he might be, you know, they may be off flying somewhere.
Well, they was walking. They walked around the block or down to the store and then back again. So he was out anyway. Just wanted to let you know.
Well, that's good.
Good. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Good friend of the station, good friend of mine and yours, and... Hate to hear of anything bad happening to him.
Well, at least he's out.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so there we go.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and giving us that information.
Yeah. Well, see, this goes back to what we were talking about in hour number one. You just don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, here comes another one.
That's probably Jeff now.
Oh, isn't this all interesting? All right, go ahead, caller.
I turned you on for the first time in about 2 weeks, about 10 minutes ago.
Oh!
And I actually heard somebody call in. So I don't know if anybody else has called in or not.
That's our first question about you.
Yeah. Said you were out walking. We got that.
Yes. I did get the COVID, though.
Oh, how are you doing?
A little better, although for the last 2 weeks, literally, well, it was, if I can put it back, that was 2 weeks ago today, I went to Subway and just had no appetite. I had a couple of bites and was like, this just didn't taste good. So then on Thursday, which was 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I was on with Glenn.
Yeah.
And was feeling pretty good, and that was the day we collected money for the clearinghouse.
Yeah.
So I was at the station, and I just didn't feel real good at the station. So I came home Thursday night about 7 o'clock, and I went to bed. I didn't get up till 1 o'clock the next afternoon.
Wow.
Just absolutely no desire to eat. Just was really, really tired. I did have a little bit of a fever on Thursday night. Did have a bit of a fever on Friday, and I very seldom ever get a fever. So called the doctor, so made arrangements to go out then that Saturday there on Barks Road next to the post office to get tested. And, of course, I had to call the station on Friday and say, hey, there's no way I can do a ball game tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So I got tested. I got the results back on Monday, and I had tested positive. So I've been pretty much, other than walking around the block once or twice in the last 10 days, I've pretty much, I don't even have a desire to watch TV. Or even listen to the radio. But for 4 days in a row, I was in bed for 21 out of the 24 hours.
Wow. So when you were on with me, were you active then?
I probably was.
Yeah. Well, we didn't kiss, and we stayed 6 feet apart.
Well, that's true.
We did have the mask, so we did stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
But that was the day that I first got the symptoms, was that Thursday.
Now, Jeff, what were the big symptoms for you again, just so people, because I imagine this is the first time people are hearing this on the air.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we can barely hear you, Jeff. Did you move your mouth away from the phone?
I'm borrowing a different phone.
Okay, there you go.
My cell phone finally died after 18 years.
So hello?
Is that any better?
No, it got worse, Jeff.
How about my stand-up? Because I'm still in bed.
Oh, calling from bed here.
I'm sitting up. Is that better?
No, you sounded good for the first part, and then it went about 30 seconds ago, it went kind of out.
Okay.
Oh, there it sounded like it got better.
Okay, this is the only phone I have right now. My cell phone after 18 years finally bit the dust.
Well, I tell you, if you can, try to call us right back if you feel up to it. And we'll see if that helps.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we now know the answer.
Well, now I'm scared.
Well, that's been how many weeks ago? Two weeks ago now.
So.
No symptoms, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No fever.
No fever. That we should be okay then.
I'm hoping.
Well, I would feel, I feel that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good for Jeff, though.
No, not good for Jeff. My goodness.
And it's
well, you
like
heard
you
what the symptoms were.
Yeah, it sounds like he's still not feeling great.
No, slept 21 out of 24 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, that's interesting.
Here's the call.
There you go. This is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's a weird world. Jeff, are you there?
There you go.
Feeling
better.
Yeah, okay.
Much better.
Now, okay, so what were the early symptoms?
No appetite for a couple of days. I never lost my sense of taste or smell. I just didn't feel like eating.
Yeah.
The first two days I had a low fever. It was like about 100.5, 100.6.
Okay.
Never got above that. Had a kind of a persistent cough. It wasn't a deep cough, but it was just kind of an annoying cough.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing was just, I was just so tired.
Huh.
How about that?
I came home that Saturday. I got tested. I got home about noon. Iowa State was playing Michigan State, and I literally did not turn the TV on the entire day. I could have cared less about any college football or basketball or anything else.
That doesn't sound like you.
No, that doesn't.
So where are we at this point, Jeff?
The 10 days is over.
Yeah.
So I'm free to go out, but I still don't have a whole lot of energy.
Wow.
I've missed, I think, 5 basketball games, and I think I might have one maybe this weekend, but that's been up in the air at this point.
Yeah.
So you track this back to Subway?
No, that was the very first symptom I had. I went to Subway on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
It was 2 weeks ago today, middle of the afternoon, and I got home and I got a couple of bites, and it's like, just had no appetite at all.
Yikes.
The big thing, though, was that Thursday, which was 2 weeks ago tomorrow, when I was on with Glenn, and I was at the station in the afternoon, it was fine, and I came home at 7 o'clock that night, and I was just so tired. All I wanted to do was go to bed and go to sleep.
Now, Jeff, and any shortness of breath or anything like that?
No, never had any shortness of breath. Nothing like that. Of course, when I called the doctor, that was obviously the first thing they asked. But never had any wheezing, never any shortness of breath, anything like that.
Well, we're glad to hear the 10 days are up.
Yeah.
And you're better but tired.
Yeah, I'm still, as I said, there were 3 days in a row where I was in bed for 21 to 24 hours.
Wow.
And even now, like last night, I went to bed about 10:30, and I just happened to wake up about 11 o'clock this morning. I literally have not heard the station in 2 weeks, so I turned it on, and within like 5 minutes, I heard somebody call in and ask about me.
Well, that's...
I'm going to call.
Jeff... It's irony because that's the first time we'd really talked about it on air, and I'm glad that it's people know now, and people know that you're okay and you're out of the 10 days.
Turn
the corner and keep us updated. Stay well, and if you're able to listen, call in anytime you like and give us updates on how you're doing.
Actually, if you remember back in January, I got a really bad cough almost the whole month, and I ended up missing some time with basketball then. I didn't have the tiredness, but I just had that really, deep cough, and it turned out I did an x-ray on me, and I had pneumonia.
Pneumonia, back in January.
Right, and that was that's the first time I'd ever had pneumonia.
Huh.
And I actually felt sicker back in January than I did
Oh, well, Jeff, I want to ask you this before we let you go. Do you have any idea where you think it came from? Any clue at all?
No, I really don't. Brian made the comment, and I don't know if I'm just throwing this out, but Thanksgiving Day, Brian and I went out to Steve's Dakota for Thanksgiving dinner. And there was a table next to us. There were eight that were there. When we walked in, they were pretty much, finishing their dinner, but just sitting around talking. And Brian noticed a couple times, none of the eight had any masks on.
Oh.
They were pretty much eating. But they were there for a good hour or so before they left. And none of them had any masks on. And that was Thursday, and then it was the following Wednesday that my first symptoms hit. So I have no clue. I'm just throwing that out as a possibility, but I don't really know. I really haven't been going out. I mean, I've done some basketball games.
Yeah.
But I pretty much walk in the gym, go to where I set up, and leave. I don't really talk to the players or the fans or anything like that. So. No, I really don't know where I got it.
Well, Jeff, stay well. We'll be thinking about you. Glad that we now are 10 days into this and you're off the quarantine, but you're going to stay home and rest. And let us know when you start to feel better. People want to know. Yeah.
I am doing better, but I'm not going to rush it back. There's no reason for me to rush
it anyway. All right. Take your time, Jeff. Thanks.
All right.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Now this is what we were talking about at point A today.
Yeah.
See, you wouldn't, if you, God forbid, would have diagnosed with the COVID, you would have never thought him.
No.
But here you go.
I'm going to go get tested now.
Well, and I mean, and that's the thing. This is what I was saying earlier. You don't know.
Yeah, no.
It's so weird.
Yeah. And I, like we were talking, the only people I have been in association with are the people at the grocery store and you.
You would have put it on me.
But Jeff was on my show 2 weeks ago. So.
And he has it.
Yeah.
So I think now he would be number one candidate.
He would be.
But Jeff, gosh, just get well. That's the thing I keep saying. You don't know. You just don't. And nobody does it on purpose.
No, absolutely not.
You
no.
just don't know.
Well, I'm glad he sounds like he's turned the corner.
And it sounds like there was no breathing issue, thank goodness for that. Just that you and I are not feeling any symptoms. He was not on my show, but I did pass him in the office.
Yeah.
So that we are not symptomatic has to be good.
I would guess.
Yeah. Maybe we're one of those carriers. Yeah. Maybe one of those carriers of it who don't feel the symptoms.
I hope not.
You know, at this point, we're just trying to be a little jovial because that is, that's a little offbeat.
You know, one thing, though, it kind of makes you realize how much you care about people. Now, when I heard that, my heart leapt because Jeff and I have been good friends for as long as I've been here in Marion. And made me feel good that he said he had turned the corner. Yeah.
Well, and I also feel good that, now the public knows, because clearly there were some questions. Yeah. Why isn't he doing the basketball games?
I hope that lady who called in now knows.
You know. Yeah. Now you know the rest of the story. That's why we're a news station.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, and Jeff's a well-known personality in this community. It's a story that he had COVID.
Are you sure he's not an icon in this community?
Oh, God.
Talking about beating dead horses.
Oh, man. Not another icon. But, no, and I've worked with Jeff
a
long time.
Yeah.
And so we're glad he's... Yeah. It sounds like out of the danger zone.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. And it sounds like you and I did not enter the danger
zone. Let's hope not.
Well, I don't feel... Do you feel bad?
No.
Okay, good.
Just the...
We're good.
Nose stopping up, but that happens
good.
Every week.
We're fine. We're good. We're good here. You know, but see, this again is a lesson. This is one of those... this is why I love radio. This moment wouldn't happen on television. What just happened would not happen on television within 2 minutes of a woman saying, "Where's Jeff?"
Yeah.
We had a caller say, "He's walking around the block," and then we heard Jeff himself say, "I have COVID."
Yeah.
You know, now that doesn't happen on television.
Not very often. Uh-uh.
No, and then you and I have come in contact with him, but we feel okay, and this was 2 weeks ago.
Now, are there places around town that you can go get tested for COVID?
I think you can go to the drug stores. I think you can go I'm sure you can. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can.
Go there, whether they'll test you.
Go to that Barks Road place. Now, I don't know if you have to have a recommendation,
I
don't know.
So, yeah, I don't either. Well, I'm going to the doctor's office virtually on tomorrow, I think.
Well, if you start to feel rough... Say something.
I will.
And I'll do the same, and we'll go from there.
All right.
But it's a good lesson, as I say, that it's rough right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's got it. And now you add Jeff Ruth to that list.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about while they were showing the people getting the shots, I was thinking, how many people missed by a day of getting that shot that died? You know, that just breaks my heart.
Well, and there was a friend. Not a friend. I didn't know her that well, but she was. She had many problems. So I'm not going to say that she was in good health, because she certainly was not. Breathing issues, had been through cancer, a lot of bad issues.
Yeah.
And she did not want to be on a ventilator. I believe that was the thing I got. And she unfortunately departed after about 3 weeks in the hospital. And That's a worry, but as I was telling you, I hate to use anybody's name who hasn't said it themselves, because I don't want to say somebody has it if they haven't said it. It's their business. That's HIPAA, you know, their own business. But I've also known it be in nursing homes, and people survive who are in their 80s and 90s.
Sure.
So it's weird. It's just different.
Yeah, it hits different people different ways. Yeah. Well, I'm seriously thinking about going to see if I can.
Well, and good, if, good, good. Because if you do,
then I'll tell you,
and then you'll tell me. And then if you don't have it, that's good news.
Yeah.
And if you do have it, you certainly caught it early.
Yeah.
And can alert the doctors.
Yeah, and I have a doctor's appointment coming up, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, it will be fine. It'll be fine. It was fine with Jeff. It'll be fine with us.
Jeff sounded like he had a rough day or two.
Oh, I think it's not. Days, I think it's, well, but, you know, he said pneumonia was worse for him.
Yeah, Well, pneumonia would be horrible.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people have actually died from, COVID pneumonia, which is a horrible way. You suffocate, basically. That's a horrible way.
But I think they do, if you're in the hospital, I think they do sedate you.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah. That, you and know. They keep you on
God, hot what
hours.
A Christmas show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
boy, is this
God.
Uplifting.
Gee whiz.
Oh, me.
Well, you know, I just don't, it's one of those things,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, you can't do anything about it. Nobody did it on purpose, and
no.
That's
no.
life.
No, nobody did it on purpose.
I mean, we're all sure. going to survive. We're all going to survive. We're all going to be here in the new year. We're all going to be fine.
Well, unfortunately, that's not a true statement, but...
I'm saying we.
Oh, we, you and me.
Me and you. Me and you. You and me and you, you and I.
My wife.
Your wife, absolutely. But, you know, these are things that, boy, what a world we're in.
We are. And we've always known it was dangerous to be alive, but it's far better to be alive than dead, so.
Now, this is interesting. I think this is apropos of what we're talking about here. There are some updates here we're getting from somebody online. Now, it's snowing outside.
Oh, lovely.
Was it snowing when you came in, Glenn?
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Yeah.
Snowing. Because we have no windows. They're telling us this. They know we've got no windows. But pneumonia is worse. Now, this is somebody who's had COVID, too.
Yeah.
Who's saying pneumonia is worse. So much worse. I've had pneumonia a few times, and it was definitely worse than COVID for them.
Yeah. And it's all different with different folks. Some folks get COVID, and they don't get anything, you know. So, yes.
Right. So, there you go.
And then others
don't.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy that they were talking about. They showed the guy coming out of the hospital. He had been in the hospital for 3 months with COVID. Yikes! And on a ventilator most of that time.
You know, that's an interesting thing, though, and I hate the idea that anybody would be on a ventilator. But it's good now that people can come off of them. That technology has gotten better.
Yeah.
That where you can be ventilated, which saves your life, and then you can come off of it and lead a perfectly productive life.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I don't like about if I get sick and have to go into the hospital, the one thing I really don't like is having to use the bedpans.
Well, that's what we'll worry about, Glenn. You and I, if we test positive, we're going to have to use bedpans.
Yeah, I hate that thought.
You know what I don't like? Well, is the other thing, and it's got a far worse name, but I'm not going to, you know, what you have to do if you're...
Be catheterized? That's not any fun.
No, either. No, I wouldn't want to do that either.
No.
That doesn't sound like a Merry Christmas.
No, no, no.
You know, I don't know what... See, this is why we're wearing masks tomorrow at the Christmas party. It's situations just like this.
Yeah.
That would... Because you... Do we know yet, can you spread it if you wear a mask?
I think that the common knowledge is that you are safer wearing a mask both ways. Going and coming.
Going and coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're safer, but you're not protected because air gets in. You know, it comes in around the edges. With air goes COVID.
Gee whiz. What a world. What a world.
Yeah. Let's think of something happy for
the
second.
Well, it is the
holiday.
You know what? But you know what's funny about this whole thing? I just want to mention this before we go to the break, and we're going to come back with something cheerier for the last 15 minutes. Isn't it funny when you hear that? How all of a sudden you start to feel like, oh.
Yeah, my nose,
your nose starts
up,
to run
worse.
Yeah, you know, isn't that weird? Yeah. I mean, that's psychosomatic,
it
you know?
Absolutely.
That's exactly, it's all in the brain.
Yeah.
That's all, you feel no worse than you did before you called.
Yeah, I go to the doctor's appointment, and when I come home, I'm feeling, oh, wait a minute, I got that little pain there.
Yes,
oh,
yes, geez. Yes, yes. So life goes on, and we're going to go on with happier things. Well, I couldn't find Marshmallow World, and that annoys me. So what we've got next week's show.
Okay.
We'll get it in.
Are you trying to say that we're going to sing Marshmallow World?
We did in July. Why wouldn't we do it in December?
Because I don't want to.
We had so much fun with that in July. Remember, you thought it was awful in July, and then we did it.
And I still do.
No, no, no. It's going to be just fine. We're going to come up on a break here in about a minute. Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And Progress Trinity Baptist, 6:10 to 7. What, Glenn?
Just a question. The 31st, which is New Year's Eve, is a Thursday, which I will have a show on Thursday. should I plan on having a show on Thursday? Or
we've always done them on the eaves, okay. But if you don't want to, it's up to you.
No, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, we'll be here on the eaves. Cool. We'll be here next Eve. Next
Eve.
Thursday will be Christmas Eve.
That's true. It will be Christmas
Eve morning. And we're all going to be fine.
I may just hum music.
And drink eggnog. We're going to have to. Here comes the break. We're going to be back momentarily on this station. Stay tuned. The news station.
Maybe baked, steamed in the oven, boiled, or fried.
Wow, Charlie, that was detailed. How do you know so much about figgy pudding?
Well, I've got a smartphone.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We're back here on WWGH Radio. And the last 15 minutes is going to be happy.
We're
going to
be happy, happy.
But just to say, if you want to call in WWGH, the phone number, yeah, we never say it this way, but it's 740-383-WWGH.
Yeah.
But it's 740-383-9944. And just to say this again, because I don't believe it was been said anywhere, and apparently there was some question, if you're wondering why you haven't seen Jeff Ruth in the community, if you're wondering why he hasn't been doing the basketball games, he has COVID. But he is out of the 10 days now. He just called in. We heard Jeff. He sounded fine. A little tired, but fine.
Yeah.
And he'll be fine. So there you go.
We love you, Jeff. Get better.
Yeah. Now, you and I are going to talk about this whole Indians thing and why it's such a big deal to the Indians fan. And by the way, if anybody wants to chime in, feel free.
Yeah. And my daughter-in-law has a portion of her, and I don't know what it is, an eighth, I think, of Native American. And she is offended when people use Chief Wahoo. I mean, she thinks that's a slap in the face, much like the N-word, much like they used to call Italians, WOPs. That type of terminology offends people. And I think it's probably a good idea to change that name.
But is there a derivation between that and a sports team? Because a sports team clearly is not talking about a nation. They're not referring to a nation as that.
Well, I would have thought that if Mr. Thorpe, who played on a football team here in this area, a professional football team, what was the name of that team?
The Orang Indians?
Is that what it was?
I think that's what it was.
Now, if they called themselves the Orangs, because they were all Native American, or several of them were Native American, that's different than calling yourself Chief Wahoo, which is kind of a slight on Native Americans. I think we need to be more understanding of why it offends people. It's easy for those of us who are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants to say, well, that's stupid. But it's not stupid. We're not in their shoes, so we don't know.
No, we don't. And you don't want to offend anybody. But it's also... I don't know. People, and I don't have this attachment because I'm not an Indians fan. But
yeah,
But I understand how it's hard if you've been doing something all your life to all of a sudden switch.
Oh, it definitely is hard. Up at Eastern Michigan, there were people for as long as I could remember while I was still working at OU, every time I went to a basketball game between OU and... what were known as the Hurons, there were people that had a huge banner that sit up in the top of the stands that said Hurons Forever. They were that angry that they changed the name, and I can't remember what they changed the name to.
Well, and that's an interesting thing. You know, will people ever get used to the new name when you have 105 years?
It'll take a while. Yeah. It really will take a long time. I don't think people ever get, well, like, I can't remember Eastern Michigan's name now, and because I knew of them as the Hurons. And now, that was a little different, because they seemed to be proud of the name, the Hurons, whereas the Indians and Chief Wahoo doesn't seem to be proud of being Native American.
Well, see, the thing about has the t- because the term Indian has not become a word you can't say on the air like other slurs.
No, and it really isn't what they are.
No, but you know, the as my understanding, the reason they were called Indians is because Columbus thought he was in the Indies, Indies.
Yeah.
So it really, the word was not created out of anger. It was created out of a mistake.
Yeah, it was created out of a mistake, but Mr. Columbus was not very kind to the Native Americans.
No, no, and his treatment of the Native Americans was bad, but the name itself, which is really all this is boiling down to at this point, because I don't think there are any Native Americans or indigenous people who play for the tribe at this point, which I guess won't be there anymore.
Yeah.
So they're clearly just using it as a team name. So the word itself, though, that's a tricky word, because it really doesn't, it wasn't created out of malice where those other words were.
Now, if they adjusted it to mean Eastern Asian Indians, would it be okay?
Well, I see, I don't, it's strange, because I it's one of those words that over time people ended up not liking, and then it became Native American, but then we decided we didn't like that either, so then it became indigenous people. But I'm not sure that Native American or Indian was created out of malice. Now, the N word, which you can't say, was created out of malice.
Yes.
The one you said a few minutes ago was created out of malice.
Yes, it was.
Indian wasn't. Indian was created out of confusion.
And ignorance.
Yeah. Well, but was it? I think he was just a poor driver.
Huh?
I think he was just a poor driver, poor navigator.
Well, he actually never did contact any Native Americans. He contacted natives on the islands down in the Caribbean.
Well, here's a question. By the way, instead of arguing about the, then it's going to happen. So what should the new name be? Does anybody have any suggestions on that? 740-383-9944. Now, we're getting some suggestion online. Now, this was a comedy one, but the Cleveland Ladybugs.
I don't mind that.
Well, that was an LOL.
I don't think that'll fly.
It was LOL'd. The other one was the Cleveland Tomatoes. I'm not sure why the tomatoes.
I don't know either.
That didn't get an LOL, but I don't know. So what should they be called? 740-383-9944.
Well, so often they pick a name that has a tough animal, you know, a predator animal, like a lion or a bear or even a bobcat. Very few Buckeyes that are predators.
Couldn't they use that? Couldn't they use the Buckeyes?
Could, yeah,
because they're not a college.
Well, now there are all sorts of copyright rules about what they could use as far as that goes. So I think that would be a problem for them to use Buckeyes. But I'll tell you what, I'll ask...
How about the Cleveland Pandemic? That'd be scary, wouldn't it, as they come after you?
Yikes. I don't think anybody wants it named that. I think, you know, maybe they can find an animal that's native to Ohio that is... other than the bobcat, and which is already taken.
Can't they call it something close to where they are?
They could call them the coyotes.
Coyotes? I always thought the other big thing in Cleveland is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Call them the
Rock and Rollers. Rock and Rollers, Rockers.
Yeah. Could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Rockers. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, that's not bad. So you, but, you know, I don't know if this will change the colors. You certainly can't call them...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, you can't call them the tribe anymore.
Yeah. Well, I forget what our colors are. Red and blue, right?
Are they? I know they're blue. Yeah, I think they are red and blue.
Yeah. Much like my Cubs.
Well, after they played the Cubs in 2016 in the World Series, their colors...
you went to.
I did.
And I'm mad because I didn't get
them. Well, but their colors after that were black and blue. They got beat up so bad. they won. By the Cubs. Yeah. They got beat
the
up.
The Cubs got beat up. Okay, they
no,
won
no,
it.
No, no, oh, no. The okay. Indians got beat up.
Yeah, they kind of did. And you know, it's really bad that the Indians were my favorite American League team, and the Cubs were my favorite National League team. And I was willing to go with either one. But I was really happy the Cubs won.
What's something that has to do with Ohio? Because really, aside from the college team, there's nothing in Ohio named for Ohio, pro sports-wise.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, how about the Crew winning the soccer?
Who are our popular people in Ohio? You know?
Oh, we could call them the Hardings.
The Hardings? Oh, there you go. The Cleveland Hardings. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the name's kicking around. I'm a Reds fan, so I don't have a dog in the fight, but I've got friends that are Indians fans, and one of them said he would like them to go back to the Spiders because that's what they were before.
Oh, yeah, that's and, right, they were.
I don't think you can call them the Rockers because we already have the Colorado Rockies. That would be confusing.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't call them the Lakers because you already got the Los Angeles Lakers stuff. So.
Well, and the only Spiders team that I know of is out is a college team out. I'm not sure. It's a, but anyway, I only know of one Spiders team.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know. You could call them the Eries, maybe. I don't know.
But, the Eries.
Yeah, well, it'll be. I'm sure they'll have 10,000 suggestions before it's all over.
We can call them the Carp.
I don't know. Maybe you could call them the Fire because of the river there.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know.
Burning water.
there you go. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. What are you going to call the Indians now that they will no longer be the Indians pretty soon?
I don't mind Spiders. I like that.
Well, it was the original name. Why not?
Yeah, it kind of makes you creepy, though. I mean, skin crawl.
Well, why'd they get away from that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's hard to come up with a name.
We could call them the Short-Eared Owls.
What are we known for here in Ohio? I mean, we got Buckeyes are big with us,
we've
but
we already got that.
Yeah, we got that already taken care of. So, what's our other well-known? How about the Presidents? We've done it with local sports.
I doubt
why
not? They're going to do it. Yeah, that's true. We've had several.
Yep. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Chip.
Doing
good. How you doing?
Good.
How's life? Are you getting ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Good.
Now, maybe Chip has an idea of what we should name the...
You haven't sent a call in so yet?
Yeah, probably next week, Chip, right before Christmas.
Next week?
I would say so.
You told Santa to get Oxbaker
stuff? Oxbaker stuff. I have passed the word along to Santa Claus, Chip.
I mean, watch that Baker on YouTube.
On YouTube?
All the time.
Very nice. I know he's one of your favorites.
Yeah, him singing Happy Birthday all the time.
He does sing Happy Birthday. Well, Chip, it's good to hear your voice. How you getting along?
Good.
How's the store? Is it busy?
Good. Vaccine in now.
The vaccine is in. Good. Good.
Oh, wow.
Well, Chip, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you're staying well, and call in anytime.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Our friend Chip, who works out at the Kroger South store here in Marion. I just got the Kroger corn. I think this person's on some medication who's suggesting the Kroger tomato, the Kroger corn, whatever.
I pulled up Ohio animals on Google. And it shows coyotes, raccoons, squirrels, bats, beavers, groundhogs, opossums, muskrats, and moles.
The Cleveland moles.
That's not a good one. Nor are the bats, I don't
think.
The
Cleveland bats. Well, hey, it's baseball.
The skunks also.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
Bats.
Yeah, true. That's not bad.
Yeah, why not the bats?
Yeah, let's go for the bats.
The Cleveland bats.
What type of bat?
I don't know.
What is the one that sucks your blood? Vampire bats.
Vampire bats.
We could call them the vampire bats.
And vampires are very popular.
Yeah.
Vampire diaries and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and have really pretty cheerleaders. That's part of.
They don't have cheerleaders in baseball.
I know, but they're going to have to get them if they're going to call themselves the Vampires.
Well, what's their new mascot going to be? Dracula.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Why? But then see,
Count.
How about the Transylvanians?
Ooh,
see, there you go.
It's really scary.
Be deep. Yeah. Deep here in Ohio. So what's coming up on the Progressive Life next hour?
We're going to talk about a lot of stuff because a lot of things have happened. We've had A.G. Barr say he's going to get out before Christmas. And we've got all sorts of things. We're still not done with President Trump threatening to do something right before the certification. Actually, the certification's done, but yeah, we've got lots of things that
stuff to talk about.
Things that's cruddy that are going on.
Cleveland bloodsuckers.
Oh, that's good. Oh, we could call ourselves the Lampreys.
The Lampreys.
Yeah, because they had lamprey eels on Lake Erie.
There you go. All right, we're done. Now, don't forget Progressive Life right after this, and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. Trinity Baptist Church, Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Get ready. Stay tuned. This tree's so bad at sewing.
They always drop their needles.
I know. This is corny right up the way. Two more here. We got two more. Lulu, what happened to the thief who stole a Christmas Advent calendar?
He got 25 days.
I know, that's a good one. Here, all right, and one more. Here we go. Lulu, how much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
His own house, honey.
WWGH Radio,